Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Justice in the world. They banned her motherfucking ass.
Nah, she really was wilding though, because it doesn't matter. It does not matter who you are. That is a public setting.
I don't care. There. It was
There's
yucky.
Kids.
It was yucky. And it was yucky.
You know,
it was yucky.
Wait, before we get into it.
No.
Before we get into it, let's just introduce.
Oh, we started.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Why, you about to fucking smoke some crack or something? I was about to take his pipe out.
I was probably going to say something crazy. All
right. But, yeah, it's episode 90 of the best podcast on earth.
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
Shout out to us.
Yeah. Back in the game, on the visuals, man. My nigga.
Visuals are here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, are you all right?
He was high as fuck. Are you high?
No,
you
don't
smoke. You don't smoke. You should be really drunk.
Yes, I do.
And B, I do.
Drunk B, I.
drunk is I, and I is drunk. But, this is episode 90 of the best podcast ever.
Not That Serious.
Not That Serious. I am LZ.
Short and Corey. Big Mike in the building.
This is Ryan Kiel.
Yeah, the unofficial member.
Unofficial. And we got our...
We got Q in the back. We have a special guest on the way.
Very special.
Very special. Very special. Let me check my phone and see if they are here. And they are here. All right.
Oh,
and I will be right back. Y'all can discuss.
All right. So you want to give context to Lizzo?
Okay. look at this nigga. Yo. He's so nervous. Y'all understand in a few minutes. This nigga trying to be cool.
Want to give context to Lizzo?
Like it's right, fucking, trying to like play it cool.
Like his fucking heart and his dingling and beating on the same frequency. Sure,
that's the moment we hear that.
Yeah. nah, we're not going to talk about Lizzo. I'm just going to wait and see how awkward it can get for you. How excited are you right
now? How
you
feeling, bro?
Yo, this nigga looked over twice at the thing already.
Did.
An old friend,
huh?
This nigga's such a fucking loser.
I hate this nigga, bro. This nigga was singing the blues 20 minutes ago, singing all the R&B like he was Mario in 2003. And now it's cool. He's just a freaky dude.
How was his handshake?
Yeah, nigga, he was shaking like that old barber in the fucking barber shop that nobody ever goes to see anymore, but he somehow still has a chair.
Shout out to Willie.
Shout out to all the bad barbers. Shout out to everybody who's ever gotten a bad haircut.
What's the worst haircut you ever got that you remember? Like, that you was like, bro, I don't know if I'm even recovering from this.
I think it might be that one that I was talking about before. How Yeah, I think you are.
I'm not sure.
Let me check. Say something.
Hello.
Yes, you're getting picked up. All right. Everything good with the lights cue? You need to stop? All right. So, yeah. So, basically, I think the worst haircut I ever got was, it was my freshman year. Literally, my first day, move-in day of college, my freshman year. So, literally, everything is done except for the fact that I need to get a haircut. I can't roll in my first day of school, first day of college.
You got to have a freshman.
Looking unkempt. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So, problem is, oh, wow. Look what we got here.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh.
It's good.
What's going on?
I don't mean to interrupt.
No, you good. Sit right here. Okay. Oh, can you pass me the bottle? Oh, the jar. Thank you.
Hi, Corey.
What's up?
I'm finished.
You know he rehearsed this like 1,000 times.
Yeah, he did. He was like, what am I gonna say?
Don't start.
He did.
Don't start.
There you go.
Are y'all recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going right now. Yeah, you came into the thick of it, baby.
Thank you.
Alright, so everybody.
We'll get
introduce yourself to the
the notorious.
We're doing it all.
Alright, well, I know you, right?
You're not talking to me, you're talking to me. Yeah, but that's Tatiana, so.
Oh, we're not doing this.
We had a whole episode on
all that. We had a whole segment in this motherfucker. And I'm going to milk this shit. God damn it, we're going to get these motherfucking numbers up. We got former old flame of our current biggest mistake of his life. He's the biggest jerk friend now.
That is why.
Yeah.
That is why.
His heart that ran away to Atlanta.
Right to P Street.
Yeah.
You were right there, right? In Atlanta?
What?
Like, where are you? Where are you at? Like,
right off of P Street.
Oh, yeah, you right there.
So you frequent that Waffle House a lot?
No, it's overrated.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, it's not even all that.
It's not?
No.
Like, are you saying just...
They got a lot of better, like, breakfast places. Like, Thumbs Up. They got, I can't even think of the name. But they have a lot of places. Shrimp and Grits is the thing out there.
Right. This is something I gathered when I was down there for my short period of time. I was there for, like, a weekend. The Chinese food is really bad, right?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Yo.
So
all right, just making
so
sure.
Really?
It's not even funny.
Yo, no. The Chinese food is fucking...
I didn't have
awful.
It. I've been down there a few times.
So,
I
was there also tired of having like Waffle House and niggified soul food. So I was like, yo, let me get some Chinese.
Yeah.
So I got some Chinese and I got like some ribs and rice. Very simple. Can't fuck it up.
So
I thought.
Yeah.
But they had must have had Jazzy Faye cooking my shit. The fucking rice. Tasted like your standard. The ribs tasted good, tasted like cookout ribs, and I was confused. I'm like, this is not the Chinese food taste I am accustomed to.
Yeah,
but then I tasted that rice.
Yeah,
and it tasted like fucking Uncle Ben's dirty rice. I'm like, bitch, where's the MSG? Where's the fucking the brown sauce? This shit is horrendous.
Shit
is like rice and roni.
Was
it Asian people cooking it then?
I don't know because I got it off.
Asian people cooking it.
I didn't know Asian people would be down in Atlanta like that.
What? Bro, Asian people are everywhere,
and they really just
are.
They cater off.
And they're in Africa.
And they're in Africa.
Stay woke, my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
Salami ass. Yeah,
there you go. Put the hats on. Hey, right here. Don't let me put the koofy on. But so you moved originally. Yeah, we can talk about you for a second because we haven't. I literally haven't seen you in what?
A minute, bro. The last time I seen you was at Pub Web.
Damn, yeah, it was Pub Web. Yeah, for the concert. Kenny, yeah. Oh, yeah, shout out Kenny. He got a concert on Friday coming up. But yeah, so you moved to Atlanta right after that?
No.
You were already there?
I've been there for 2 years now.
2 years, okay. Why does it seem so much longer than that?
What you doing down there?
What you doing?
What are you doing down there?
Well, I can say it like that.
What you doing down there? I'm living.
I'm having fun. I love
job
it. Job
patient.
What is your job?
None of your business.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
No, I'm really chilling. Chilling. I have a few jobs.
Got to. Fucking 2019, you gotta have a few jobs.
Yeah.
I live my best life.
I hear you.
So you staying down there? That's it.
Yeah.
Corey's doing good.
Yeah, he's a pilot.
Okay.
And yeah, he has a really good job. He works for union job, so he can't get fired.
Yeah,
okay. Very actually,
stable. Very stable.
I know how
he let me borrow his Tesla last week. I don't know if you saw it. I put it on Instagram.
Word.
Wait, why are you so quiet?
He got the Phantom on layaway.
Why are you so quiet?
He said, why is Corey so quiet? Yeah. He's actually really loud right now. Like I said,
actually, Corey's matured a lot. He's got real introspective.
And his shit's crazy. Okay. You wouldn't
understand. Because when I listen to the podcast, you know, you do talk a lot. So.
Oh, you listen?
Yeah.
You listen?
Yeah, I do listen to it, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, well, that changes everything. Yeah. Well, fuck everything we said before.
Did you know Corey's dick has grown 7 inches? It's quite a medical wonder.
Oh, okay.
They call it rapid elephantitis.
I mean, okay, that's.
They'll put the Migo niggas down in Atlanta and shame.
That's nice to know.
You don't give that dick lame man, nigga.
I'm glad.
Oh, shit. All right, now that we're
ready,
let's stop.
Now we're loose.
All right, now we're loose.
Loose, though, because Corey hasn't
said shit.
Corey hasn't said shit.
I had to loose shit.
I think he's starstruck. But when's the last time y'all seen each other? You don't have to answer.
Stop tapping me on the table, Corey.
It was 2 years ago.
You don't have to answer me on one thing. Oh, so you do still have family up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your mom doing?
She's good. She lives in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you moved up. You got
family. She's been out there. She's been out there, but my grandma's still here. All right.
So, what's it like out there? Like, living out there?
Yeah. It's like, okay. So, it's way different now because, like, everything, like, they're still building a lot of shit out there. Mm-hmm. So diverse now. Like, so much to do. Especially when it comes to, like, Black culture, that's a place
get
to
get your fill out.
That's like a Black Hollywood, like
it's really
catered to Black people. Like I go into an Applebee's or a Walmart or any kind of like a corporate place, and the music you hear like R&B and shit, and like soul. Beautiful. Like you know, you be in Walmart just like.
They got Fridays.
They got DJs. Like you know, it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's really dope.
So that's why on a fucking Tuesday afternoon, you're like, "Yo,
Burlington
is whack." I'm like,
"Yo,
niggas are like, Burlington.
What did she do?"
If you saw one share from that post, it was me. I was like, "Nobody doing anything."
She's not the only one from Atlanta that said that.
No, Sean is. Sean said the same thing.
Atlanta, you have something to do Monday through Sunday. Literally.
Damn. I don't know if I'm
like
that.
And it's not even partying. Not even partying.
There's just always something.
There's always something to do. Always.
Yeah. Well, I know I've been to Atlanta a few times. And I know how it is like that. But I don't know if I could, like, live like that. I'm just so used to being here.
So I've been down there once and I loved that shit. I was like,
nah, it's dope.
This is it.
It's dope.
This is the bee's knees right here.
I love the people out there. I swear I do.
I'm surprised you didn't come back with an accent. I was expecting it.
No.
Can you see yourself coming back?
No.
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 Shut that nigga down. Yeah. I'm not going down south.
I mean, I thought about maybe coming back to Philly, but it's just because I really did like Philly.
Philly's cool.
When I moved when I actually came back down here and I was living in Blackwood, I didn't really like it. And when I moved to Philly with Kenny,
yeah,
it was dope. I liked it.
Philly is cool. Philly's a cool city. Okay. Philly is one of those places. There's literally something to do every night in Philly.
Yeah. It's a city.
It is.
Of course,
it's a big city. Yeah, so it does have that same effect. But obviously in Atlanta,
it's okay. Atlanta's
the culture is just
going to say it's different.
For me, I like Philly because it's when I was living there, the thing I like about it is it's not big like New York. Mm-hmm. If you got to get somewhere, you can easily get there.
Yeah, it's a great
traffic. Traffic's not even too crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Now, Atlanta,
everybody
needs to just stop moving there because the traffic is crazy. You'll be sitting here around LA? 12 and 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's literally one of the two things that held me back. Just those out there. The traffic is that crazy out here. It's out here. Them niggas cannot drive.
Yeah,
them niggas can't do it.
Can't.
I told y'all, what's wrong with them niggas out there, bro?
Mind you, I think they have maybe six lanes.
Yeah, it is wild. You got all the space you can fucking drive.
Come from the fast lane.
Don't let us know.
All the way on the other end, trying to get to an exit.
Wow. I know. How does it? How much does it piss you off seeing how much they can't handle snow down there?
Because you should be used to that.
Oh my God.
I know they shut down.
You have to witness this shit. It only snows one day in Atlanta. And when it snows, I'm telling you, it's not even an inch. It's you still can see the grass. Snow in the grass. But they shut everything the fuck down. Trains to stop. Buses, restaurants.
Jesus getting milks, eggs, and bread.
Right now, people are walking around with trench coats.
What? I want this to work.
Earmuffs, hats, gloves. It's ridiculous. And I'm just walking around in a hoodie, and everybody's looking at me bitch, are you crazy?
It's really not even that cold.
It's
yet,
not.
Honestly.
No.
But it's funny, though, because I knew it was like that because I know a few years ago, when they really got snow and it was about 2 inches and it shut down 85 for real, my cousin had to leave her car on the highway. She had to walk on the highway because it was just stopped. Niggas' cars were spun out and shit. Niggas didn't know how to start their cars. When your car made in Atlanta, boy, Atlanta, nigga, what the fuck? It was bad. It was that bad. She had to leave her shit out there. So I know firsthand, it does get like that. Shout out to y'all, though. But,
what's that drive like?
I didn't drive. No, I did that once, and it was the last. Actually, I did it twice.
Yeah, I flew. I drove there before.
But that drive is not fun. It's not. Took a drive here maybe 2 years ago, around Thanksgiving time. I would never do it again. Hell traffic was crazy.
That shit is rough.
Yeah, it's fucking rough.
That's a long one, bro. That's so
weird. So I just take that plane. Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah. But, we say all that to say we appreciate you being here. Yeah. I didn't think you was really going to pull up. You did.
Yeah.
Hit you on the IG live.
My bad, that was better.
Yeah, I'm about to say his brother's in on a fucking Wednesday. I don't know what you thought. How long you out here for?
I'm here until next Wednesday.
Okay. Are you chilling?
Yeah.
Oh, you chilling for real? All right. Wait. Oh, there's no drink night this week, huh?
Oh wait.
No, drink night isn't until New Year's. Have you been to a drink night yet?
I have. Okay. Yeah.
Drink night is lit.
I missed that.
Yeah. So all right, Smith, you out here? I'm about to say I'm trying to find some moves for you.
Okay,
I know you're bored. I see your Instagram.
Everybody thinks I go out every day. I only have one day off a week. I'm working Monday. Yeah, I work every day. So when I go out, people are like, "Oh, you're always out." No, it just looks like
that's
it.
Just
I'm
what
really
you post,
not.
Right?
Or I'm posting some old shit.
Okay.
I post a lot of old shit. I do not be out every day. I cannot do that. I personally see people I see people that I know party Monday through Sunday, and I'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Shit,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Nah, it could be me. But what's the craziest shit you've seen out there so far? I can only imagine. A lot of
I know the fits is terrible out there.
Oh, yeah, okay. The craziest thing I would say, a lot of implants and butt shots and stuff like that. You do see a lot of ass out there.
The joints have got the quadriceps in the ass.
Yeah,
it's just motherfucking basketball.
One
picture.
People out there, they another crazy thing I see, niggas with the chains and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, so you see the jewelry.
Yeah, like, there's just a lot of cabin out there. Yeah, there's a lot of ball cabin. Like, I would go to a club with, like, one of my friends would come out of town, right? Mm-hmm. We would walk through, you know, get a section. They just like, oh, look at that guy over there. He got, like, all that chains. I know he got money. I'm like, girl, no, he don't. Like, fake. Stay away.
My like, chains is fake, too.
Just stay away. It's really, like, people are.
What's that club that's, like, part of it is outside?
Compound?
Yes.
I actually, like, I've been in Atlanta for a while, so that's my, probably like the summertime, my first time going there. Oh, really? And it was fun.
Nah, that's lit out
it
there.
It was fun. They, like, renovated it and everything. So
I've heard of it. I haven't been.
Yeah, it's like.
I haven't been there.
I went when it was cold, but, like, I can only imagine what it's like when it's warm. Like, it's like one part is just straight outside, and then you go further. It's like an inside spot. Mm-hmm. And who was there when I was there? I think it was, like, fucking. Big boy was there, and somebody else was there, and I'm like, these niggas just casually just that's what walking in the motherfucker.
Yeah, do you run into a lot of celebrities out there?
Or? I do. Or, I met a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of
it's
them.
Like being in LA, I guess. Same thing.
No, it's weird because LA, like, they're like, the only time you're gonna see a celebrity is like if you know somebody or they, because they all go in like cliques and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
you know.
True.
That's but
true.
Atlanta, like, you just see
them
anywhere, like.
Yeah, they just be a fit.
So who was the person that you was hyped to see when you saw them?
That's a good question.
I'm not that type of person. Like, I don't know.
All right,
like,
who was your favorite person that you
who's
saw?
Who was your favorite?
When you saw them, like, oh, shit.
Or, right, you were just shocked.
Like, oh, my God, that's fucking
I'm
tiny.
I'm just going to say that a lot of people I met, they were, like, kind of, like, weird or, like, weirdos or assholes. I'm just gonna say that. A lot of them are like,
yeah,
on some weirdo shit. No, like on some weirdo shit.
Do T.I. really know all the big words like that?
He do.
Have you met T.I.?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And I met Tiny.
You look stupendous.
But have you ever been to the Trap Museum?
No, I heard of it.
Didn't get to go.
Pretty dope.
Did you? Were you out there when the actual fucking house was there? Like, did you go to the actual house?
No.
Wait, what do you mean the actual house?
Like, no, the trap house.
Remember they had the house and everybody was taking pictures in front of it?
With
stuff.
The pink car. Yeah, is it going or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
shut down.
What?
Yeah, they moved it to the, like, they moved the car or something to the trap museum.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
That was like the hottest thing in like 2017.
Yeah, niggas was jumping on top of the
niggas
car.
Niggas was sliding down there just to take a picture.
Yeah, niggas was literally jumping on that car. Like, you see the picture of the Alpha? The nigga who jumped, like, and fucking crushed the hood? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, for a picture, bro?
Yeah. For a picture, bro.
That shit was in the hood.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
It looked like it was
in the hood. It was in Big Head.
Are you in the hood?
Yeah, it's
okay. No.
Oh, okay. What was that?
You said that with
the hoods are different out there. The hoods are different.
How so?
It's not like Camden or like Trenton.
Like, you wouldn't know you're in the hood, or?
It's like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's like
it could be the hood, and then you cross the street, you could be downtown, nice as fuck. Mm. Like, literally.
Okay.
Like, it's weird. Even in, like, Buckhead, which is the most, like, bougie place, like, you know?
Okay.
They car break-ins, all that shit is just as ratchet.
Yeah,
they literally built downtown and all the, like, nicest areas over the hood.
They just
can't take the people out.
Regular shit. Yeah, gentrification.
And the bumps, they're, like, on a whole other level. Like, I fight with them every day when I go to the ATM.
Wait,
I'm
what?
I'm telling you. I'll be like, tomorrow
I'm going
for you, pussy. Like, I'm telling you, I fight with them every day when I get to ATM.
The bums, though? Well, they're trying to, like, I know you got money.
Yes, exactly.
I know you got money.
You at the ATM. I know you got it.
Nah, you know, some of them, they aggressive out there because they preyed on the fact that I didn't know how to pump gas, and he could tell.
Yeah.
You know, I do the funny shouting. I'm like, I do the funny thing, man.
That's where they hang out. In Philly, too, that's where they hang out.
I'm like,
yo.
Yeah, how was that?
People was out there, they be
what?
Bold.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Well, honestly, I feel like when you leave Jersey, people are just a lot, it seems like people are a lot more bold. But when you come back here, people just as bold here, too. So,
yeah.
But how was that getting used to pumping your own gas? Because
I
could
I
never.
That shit. Even when I moved to Philly, I was like, what the fuck
never.
Is this?
Fuck that.
I didn't
want to
get out
do
of
it
car.
For me. Sir, I want to go inside.
Okay.
Sir, boy. You know, nigga, boy. Fill this up with the premium, please, boy. There's an empty tank out here.
Young man. Young boy, sir.
Oh my god.
Haji! Haji!
Haji!
Haji!
Hell no, I go to Wawa. That nigga's name be Brandon.
Oh,
every
wow.
time I don't go to Wawa, I
Derek?
My shit is with the Wawa.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, this is my other question. Last question out of land. Have you been to Platinum Strip Club? Because I know it's a real small one.
Platinum, no.
Platinum, okay. That's
I'm so used to going to like, okay, I'm not like I said, I don't go out that much.
Right, right.
But like the strip clubs I actually been to was like Allure. Allure is where it's a very dope strip club. Mm-hmm. It's new. And then I've been to Magic City. It's worth going there. If you want to see a show,
is that like Magic City. Is that like going to like a tourist spot, like Magic City? Like,
yeah.
Like, is mm-hmm. that like a tourist attraction?
Yep. And I've been into the Hole in the Walls, too. Hole in the Walls are the best ones.
The ones lit. That's what Platinum
is. That's why I was mad.
I walked in. It was a girl with a butt plug. I'm like, yo,
hey,
it's yo. Lit. You're naked right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's and true. I just walked in.
I'm telling you, the strip clubs on the south side or the Hole in the Walls are the best fucking strip clubs.
That just reminded me. My dumb ass. I went to Babes Nola last week.
Why the fuck did you go there?
In Burlington.
Here?
Here? Babes Nola 130 down the street.
Strip club on
130? 130 in Burlington.
Why?
Shout out. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all.
Oh my
so
God.
So what led you there?
I'm going to tell y'all. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Boom. So,
DJ Forrest?
No, yeah, basically, I should have been because the nigga was hard.
Are you drunk? Right?
No, listen, let me tell the story. So I had just got done at Top Glow, and my boy Justin was like, yo, let's go out somewhere after this. I'm like, where are you trying to go? It's 1 o'clock. What are you trying to do? He's like, let's go to the strip club. I'm like, where? He's like, oh, Babes Nola. It's right in Burlington, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. I've been there a few years ago. It really ain't on that. But
he went there when I was in college.
Yeah.
And I left the next morning.
Exactly. Shout out to my cousin Ty.
At least went to Philly. Like,
yeah, we should have went to Philly. I don't know. I was like, it's in Burlington. Right. If I just want to leave and go home.
Niggas went right down 130.
It's literally 5 minutes from here.
Yep. So I know where it's at.
I was like, fuck it, I'll go.
If I want to get lied to, I just go home.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So we get in there, right? There's 3 strippers and about 25 niggas.
Ugh.
So, I'm sitting, when you walk in, I'm sitting at the very back, like, not even near the pole. There's a girl on the pole, pancake booty, got on a onesie. Looks like she just took her glasses off, some white girl. She is, like, just, like, trying to clap her ass, but, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Of course, there's, like, 8 niggas just throwing money. Boom, 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 boom,
the
boom.
The bar is so
she
low.
Had, a, so oh, the bar was in hell.
Dumb low.
The bar was in hell, people. And niggas just throwing money. She had at least $70 on stage. Mind you, this is a fucking Friday night in Burlington.
That shit is sad.
So the fact that she has $70 on stage, she is the richest nigga in there.
That's a lot.
Right?
That's a lot.
So she was dancing to whatever the fuck DJ, whatever the nigga was playing. It was some ass shit.
Cotton
right?
Eye Joe, probably.
Cotton Eye Joe, whatever the fuck he was playing. So she gets on stage. I don't know. These niggas had to be from City. If you know City, them niggas are from there, right? So she gets off stage. She gets off stage. And then the best looking joint in the club gets on stage. Some white girl, her ass was kind of fat. She was pretty. She looked good. Like she looked too good to be in there, but she couldn't twerk. So niggas weren't throwing money. I was like, damn, I feel bad for her. It was a tough scene. You hate to see it, right? So she gets off stage. She might have made like $20 again. Niggas
over the pancake.
Nigga over the pancake.
Pancake.
Nah.
This
looks
is what I would do.
You know what?
I wasn't going there and work hard.
You know what she did?
Get it. No,
she did this shit. She got on stage. She did this. She did the joint where they shake their thighs. She did that, right?
Niggas look crazy.
The thigh. She did
Woo!
Yeah.
Like
that.
Niggas be free throw shooting ones into a pussy, right? Right? So she did that. The good looking white girl got on stage. She was kind of mid. But niggas were just giving her money because she looked good. So they was like doing whatever, right?
Tell you, flipping quarters and shit.
Yeah, flipping quarters, right? Cool. And then, the grand finale. A little Mexican woman gets on the stage.
Wait, hold up. What do you mean little?
A little 5-foot Mexican woman with a onesie and about 8-inch heels got on stage, right? First of all, her onesie was so tight that before she got on stage, it actually snapped. Like, it was like the joint, like, that snaps underneath your pussy. Okay. It was that, and she was, like, trying to, like, adjust it. Like,
I got a fucking yeast.
Bro, it looked, she was terribly out of shape.
What happened?
She got on stage, and the nigga automatically played Gasolina. She was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it was just all
race,
racism. It was bad, man. She got on stage, nobody threw anything. I felt bad. Niggas left. Like, the niggas down in the front left.
I seen those when a girl comes on niggas.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was like, oh, this is not my cup of tea. Now, mind you, during this time is when the first girl saw us. So the niggas I was with, she spotted us sitting all the way in the back. So she comes over to us and sits on the table right in front of me. I'm like, oh, Jesus, here we go. Right? So she's like, hey, what are y'all doing all the way in the back? I was like, me being myself, I'm like, I'm just chilling. If you know me, that's what I say all the time. Yeah. Right? I'm like, I'm chilling. I ain't come here to spend no money like that anyway. She's like, oh, okay, I feel you. Yeah, I just got off from work. I'm like, oh, yeah, me too. I was just DJing. She was like, yeah, I was at Amazon all day. And then she got up and walked away. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? You got two? She's like, yeah, Amazon is terrible.
I'm like, you know, we're not in Starbucks right now.
Yeah.
Yo, here, babes, no.
She was just having a regular conversation.
And don't have fucking.
No, after that, I was like, yo, Justice, I'm out.
Yo, bro, I can't believe you went.
I don't know why I went, but the last time. You know why I went, actually? Because the last time I went there, I had a good time. I was like, oh wow, they had black strippers then. So it was all right.
When we went to go see
goddamn 2016, 2015.
When we went to go see,
yeah, relax.
I didn't say
we went to see somebody that worked there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we thought
about the extra, y'all right?
We thought, yeah, we thought one person went to go see. We thought one specific person worked there.
And I called before we went. You like, know, is she here?
And you know,
she was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we called.
Yeah,
I
we was on some bullshit that night.
We were,
no, you were trying for that shit.
I had to go to the, you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah, there we go.
What the fuck?
I was like, so we had gotten work.
I had to go back to college the next morning. Yeah. So this is my last night with
them. So we were like, all of these high school.
Wait, where we went?
What was like
Oh my god,
this movie was
the most disgusting group.
How long ago was this?
This was
I was a freshman in college.
No, this was mad.
So yeah,
I heard something about that.
Literally 2011.
Yeah, I was 19.
It was late 2011. Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we were fucking wild.
Yeah, crazy.
It was a mad.
We went there
so
with.
You going with
her, like, yeah. Oh yeah, we changed. Why?
Why?
Because I think I heard something about that night.
Nobody did anything that night.
Oh no, niggas definitely did something that night.
I heard that. Y'all are sure y'all gonna believe this? Okay, I heard sniffed a line off of a stripper's finger or some shit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, he probably did, but I
he'd be surprised.
He definitely put a dollar in the stripper's ass or her pussy with his mouth.
We got a timestamp.
Timestamp
that needs to be edited
because the name definitely does not need to be in there.
And he listens. So.
And he listens.
He does.
Yeah.
He's chilling. He'll be all right. But anyway, you got a timestamp, Q? We'll text it to you.
I put the audio over top, so whatever he needs,
he'll be fine. We've learned that from fucking.
I'm with a stripper's finger on 130 days.
First of all, doing
that's
that
the best place to get it, baby.
Number one,
going
to Mexico.
Them niggas different out there.
Different.
That's where.
Yeah, Mexico.
I wouldn't get a prostitute in Mexico. That sounds
lazy. Yeah.
You can't even drink a water there. Why would I fuck somebody there? Terrible idea.
They got this shit on Netflix called Whore's Glory.
Horse glory?
Yeah, it's about like legal prostitution.
That sounds like some shit that was on HBO when I was
Japan. Japan,
confidential.
Like a glass container really with numbers.
Numbers. Like, taxi cab confessions.
Country ass white man just kick him out.
You heard like the red light district? They do that.
Yeah,
it's
like
Amsterdam and shit.
Yeah,
Miami
told us.
Yeah, he said the red light district was lit. So yeah, that's next up.
I want to take one more trip.
Willingly paying for them.
You've been out of the country? I feel like you've just been in Atlanta.
I'm going. Well, I've been in Panama.
Well, that's what you're Panamanian.
Yeah, I've been in DR. I've been to Jamaica. Next year, I'm going to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably go back to Panama.
Get ready for them to stare at you.
And I'm doing a cruise, too.
Have you been on a cruise before? Cruises are fucking lit. I can't wait to go on my next one.
I just got my drink package. So it's like
$50. Honestly, $50 a day?
I think so.
You didn't need that, though.
No?
I promise. No, because you're not going to drink that much.
What?
Listen.
What fucking
when cruise
you go
on? Not eating, I'm telling you.
Multiple.
Telling you, like, I feel like I didn't need a drink package, though.
Why?
Because ours is like $400.
Yeah, but in a week. You put out
to $50 a day.
Yeah, but you got 7 days. By the time you drink 10 drinks in a day.
I was barely, I don't think, I don't remember even.
It's set up for you to get it because you saved money.
But there's no way you're going to drink that much liquor.
Who's not?
What?
Okay.
Oh, you're fucking wild.
There was no way. I'm not going back to my room unless I had to sleep.
Nah, I wasn't drinking that much liquor. Like, it was just, if I paid $400, and a lot of the drinks were on the cruise were even that expensive, surprisingly.
Yeah.
So, we were just drinking whatever. We just get a bottle and be chilling, but I don't know. I didn't need all that money.
You going to need to take any trips this year?
It's looking like for New Year's Day, I'm actually going to go with my brother. We're going to North Carolina to watch the bowl game. Because my cousin, I don't think I ever told you this. My cousin plays on University of Kentucky, the football team.
Yeah.
His sister plays on the volleyball team.
Yeah.
So we're going to see them, I think, New Year's Day. So I'll be back in time for New Year's night, whatever goes on that night. And then February, I'm going to New Orleans.
Okay. Who are you going with?
College people. Kyrie, Peter, maybe Ice.
That's
gonna be fun. So yeah, that should be fun.
Pizza.
Yeah, he's going. Pizza. And then after that, I don't know. Oh, maybe Vegas again.
Yeah.
Y'all doing anything?
I'm doing Vegas for Memorial Day. Yeah. I'm in January by myself just for like 4 days just because.
Fuck it.
Yeah. And then I want to do Tokyo for them. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you go to Italy the first time?
My cousin works for Delta, right? So I was flying on the buddy pass. So it's like at a discount rate. So the flight was like $500, which is a steal for Italy.
It's a steal,
right? So I was like, I'm going to go. So then I was leaving Tuesday morning, and then Sunday he calls me, and it's like, it's a little hamper in the plane. I'm like, what's up? So he's like, you could go. But he was like, on the way back, you might not make it because it's like filling up. So I was like,
stuck in Italy and
right,
shit.
Stuck in Italy, like, and I had to be to work the next day, so I had to make that flight. Right?
Yeah.
So I just like, it's too many moving parts. I was like, I'm not going to go.
Okay.
I'm texting him Saturday night, and he's like, he's replying like very fast. I'm like, are you in the air right now? He's like, nah, I'm still in Italy. I'm like, why? He's like, the flight got filled up because they had like a cancellation that Friday. So everybody from that Friday flew out Saturday.
Okay.
He got stuck in Italy, had to end up going to Russia. Had to buy a plane ticket to go to Russia and then go home. So yeah, so I would be fucked if I went.
Alright, so yeah, so you did the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm thinking about going to January alone because, all the people that I know that have taken trips solo, they said that Europe is like the place to do that.
I'm going to Orange next week.
I'll be in Irvington, and then the following week I'll be in Wachung.
Wachung, oh my.
So God. Yeah.
All right.
Wow,
so
that's crazy.
We've all gotten acquainted and reunited.
Let's get into it. Yes.
Was that the intro?
This is making me hot.
It made you hot.
Yeah.
Nah, that's that shot. Weak. Really. You sit there? You want that?
Yeah.
Maybe
lower
too.
All right. Oh, you just want a lower seat?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So bougie. Oh, my goodness. Jesus. You in a mirror?
No.
Oh, God.
Right. Fix your makeup.
Yeah, right? Okay. Now I'm sitting up all high.
Man,
what else we got, Mike?
Well, let's start off. Let's start with Lizzo.
Oh, yes, we have a woman here.
Come on here.
We have a woman here, so we can talk about her.
Oh, we got it. You one of those, too.
We're definitely.
Yes.
Is it Nikki fan?
Wait,
do we have a Nikki stand here?
Yeah. I'll be like,
you got a Nikki stand account on Twitter?
Well, Nikki has nothing to do with Lizzo. I'm tired of people fat shaming her. Like, that's whack.
We're not fat shaming her.
Yes,
you
are.
We're not. How are we fat shaming her?
Are y'all serious?
Yeah.
At all over the internet, I hear like, why does she do that? Or why is she wearing that? She's too big for that. Or like, nobody wants a Lizzo. She needs to sit her ass down. Like, it's just.
The reason people are saying what they're saying is because she's just corny.
That's it.
She don't remember when Miley Cyrus was doing the same thing and we kept seeing her ass cheeks and people were like, what the fuck is this? If you don't put your goddamn
Azalea Banks cheeks on,
that's different.
She was white.
Molly is white.
Right.
Nobody.
Hold on.
She was a culture vulture.
Okay.
So
I got a good one. She was doing what she was doing. She's putting on her regular music.
Azalea Banks.
Culture vulture. Yes, she is. She's whack too.
But
she's
no,
probably
wait,
still
wait,
whack.
Is she older or just whack? She's just whack.
Say both. I can both.
She does whack and post.
Right. So you don't think Lizzo's a cultural writer?
No.
What's the difference?
How can you say that?
What's the difference?
Explain.
How can you say that?
I did.
Okay, so why do you think she's a culture?
I don't know if she's a culture, but I know she's a plant. I know that.
No, she's
that.
Definitely industry.
1,000%.
Definitely a plant.
Because, all right, so let's just keep it bugged.
They're four.
Right, she came out of nowhere, last year, earlier this year?
Early this year.
Got one song. It's a cool song.
No, I don't even think it's a song you're thinking about. Her breakout song was Goose.
The fuck is that?
Blame it on the Goose.
That's it. Okay, that was cool. And this one, it's cool. But she's getting all the awards. Then this bitch she just got Entertainer of the Year on Time Magazine.
She did?
She did.
Time Magazine.
What?
Entertainer
of the Year?
Yeah. She won a Soul Train Award over Ari Lennox.
No.
Ain't nothing soulful about that shit.
Yeah, like
okay, that was first of all, album. Lizzo worked harder than her.
I don't give a fuck if she ran 30 yards.
Oh my God.
I don't give a fuck if she kicked to the center of the earth with her hands. Ain't nothing soulful about that shit.
I'm just happy to see another black woman win awards.
That's not about her.
She's not whack.
She is.
What?
You know what?
Would you hang out with her?
I wouldn't hang out with her.
You would be sick of that bitch. I swear to God.
A thousand
times. I swear after like 2 hours, you're like, yo,
She's
dancing again on this nigga again?
And
this nigga, yeah.
The pictures?
She's corny.
Why? Because she's fat?
No!
She's corny!
It's corny!
Hey,
she's fat!
What's wrong with her pictures, though?
It's just too much.
It's a lot of other women that do it, too. What makes it different than anybody else that's doing it?
The fact that she's in the spot.
I feel like you're doing it.
There's a lot of other women in the industry that's doing the same shit that she's doing.
It's a difference when you're doing it because you're trying to get art and somebody's saying you to do this versus you doing it because you want
to. But how do you know that? How do you know that somebody's telling
you? You don't think that wasn't hard to wear to the Lakers
game?
BBW,
confident black woman, and y'all hate to fucking see it.
Oh!
Y'all hate it.
Yo.
No, I don't hate it.
If it was like a Rihanna.
Yo, Kiehl's.
Or somebody else. They would have got away with it.
Okay, first of
all. Hey, I'm going to drive home after this podcast.
Wait.
Hey, relax.
I'm
just some kid.
There you go, buddy.
I'm thirsty.
Think about it.
I'm thirsty.
Has he had one shot?
No, he's drunk.
He's a walking shot.
He's a walking shot. Jesus Christ, Andy.
Relax.
Hey,
Jesus. Wow.
He's not working still for tomorrow. Jesus, fuck. He's trying to do it like the most subtle, big ass bottle. The biggest thing in this room.
Me drunk.
I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty? Do you want some water?
No.
Yeah, drink some of that.
Get some of this.
Yeah,
you're not about to mix this shit up.
You want some?
Yeah, you can't.
Wait. There you go.
I already had a cup of.
Gosh. Don't ever say we didn't help nobody.
Yeah,
man. By giving me more alcohol.
See, but we didn't mix the alcohol.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
We were responsible. Yeah. Now,
but back to Lizzo.
Back to her cool mode.
I just think that she is corny.
She's corny.
She intentionally does a lot. Like, she's just an extra person. Like, you can't deny that. She's very extra.
Corny.
And it's not anything that's wrong. There's obviously other artists who are extra like that. But she's just to the point where it's just...
Shut up. I can't explain music.
And even if you want to take pictures of, like, the art, like, where you have, like, a professional photographer, cool. But you want your cell phone doing this shit?
It's just, then you're putting up the memes with the, with the lotion, because I just got in jerky because Lizzo's so fine. But y'all don't think I'm fine, right? But I'm proud of it anyway.
It's
so,
all right.
Now let me force it out of your throat.
And here's the other thing. Hold on. Nobody's ever said Lizzo is ugly.
I'm not ugly. And I'm the last nigga to shave a soul. Because I was chasing fat all my life until I got my queen now. Love you, boo. Okay? God damn it. A spade is a goddamn spade. Yeah. And I know a corn ball is when I seize one.
She just
and she's one. I'm sorry.
She's
you just, and it's like, you keep attacking us with your corniness.
Now, that's what bothers me the most.
Yeah. You're like, all right, so look, all right, so more.
Like, even if you go, even if she wears that to the game, and she just wears
and
it.
And you shake your ass from my
heart. No. And you just sit down.
And you just sit your ass down.
Fine. But you want to start twerking. Like,
she wore that with that in mind. She's like, oh, I'm about to wear this shit. And I'm about to.
If Rihanna wore that same outfit.
Rihanna wouldn't.
And started twerking.
Because
she got some
guys.
Everybody would gas that shit up. I you know promise why? You.
Because she's Rihanna.
She's Rihanna.
That's Rihanna, though.
That's your girl.
That's Rihanna.
Come on.
Rihanna.
What?
Rihanna. What?
Y'all just saying that because.
You go ahead to the literal finest woman in the world. Like, literally.
But not even fine,
but like,
anymore.
Rihanna's not.
I don't think it's okay. Yeah,
like, y'all be in love right now. Y'all seen her do some shit.
I'm in love with her and some motherfucking
hoodie.
But don't lie. That would have been hype to see that.
You know what it's like? All right. Man.
Do I find her as attractive, Rihanna?
No. And that's why y'all got a problem with her.
No, I don't.
Yes.
She's not ugly.
I'm just gonna
put out
this
conversation. I don't call her ugly.
She's not ugly.
Whatever.
Is she bigger than
that? Yeah.
We just think she's annoying,
though. She's also a corn fuck. She's also a fucking dweeb.
Yeah, she is.
She's black. Okay.
Like, you know, that's like saying there's certain niggas can do certain things. That's, you know what that's like? Certain niggas can do certain things.
Yeah.
Certain niggas can do certain shit.
That's like me walking around with my shirt off while we're recording the podcast. Like, nigga, what are you doing versus me?
What are you doing?
Or like a rapper like Michael B. Jordan or an actor like Michael
B.
Jordan.
Yeah, like nigga, I'm not Michael B. Jordan.
Not.
Leave your fucking Adidas jacket on, nigga.
Before I see that shit.
Like, what?
It's the same. Imagine if Ruben Studdard went to a
Lakers
and started shaking his ass. You know what the fuck is that?
Yo, man, you hate to see it.
Nobody wants to see it.
You want to be a big, strong, confident male, man.
You ain't doing this. Oh, what the fuck is going on?
Ain't nobody trying to. And then afterwards.
Now, later.
You just don't want to see a big nigga prop.
Yeah, that's right.
And now, later, Chris Brown goes to the same game and just lifts his shirt up and shows
start
his
dancing. Start dancing.
Yeah, start dancing.
And nobody's going to say nothing about that shit.
They are not.
Yeah, all they're going to say is Chris on the line again.
Y'all
going to
go ahead and be like, oh, man.
Now, Ruben Studdard takes his big ass shirt up.
If Ruben
Studdard takes his big ass shirt up and starts rubbing his big ass stomach. Anybody don't want to see that?
Why? Because he's confident. He feel like he want to go out there.
Is
and
he gonna get
he
fried?
Sexy?
Is he gonna get fried?
Because you want to see that?
Is he gonna get fried?
That's what he want to do. I don't have no problem with it.
See, you're playing
that's Tatiana for
nothing.
Oh my god.
That is the easy way.
I hate that dab dance and shit.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to do. Right. That's not what you want to see.
Definitely Gregory Hines did.
Yeah. Like, come on now. You don't want to see that shit.
And it don't have nothing to do with what they look like. It's just, it is corny.
It's corny.
It's
corny. Because if Jasmine Sullivan got her big ass out there and started shaking that shit, I'm looking.
Sign me up.
I'll be the tiger and the bear. bear, okay?
You feel bad? Yeah, Barry's like, please.
She's not even big no more. But. Anyway, she's not. She lost a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah.
Lost a lot of weight. We're closing around here. I keep up with you.
It was just an example of a big queen shaking that shit. And I don't want to see Lizzo do it.
She's a big queen shaking it.
She's a big
queen. I just don't want to see her. Because she's black. It's not cool.
You know what it is? We don't want to see her because we see too much of you. Like, you're already out.
You're out here too much.
You're doing too much.
It's not fun no more.
I just seen you last week in a fucking paper mache suit playing a flute.
Would you wear that? Oh, right.
No, but you know what the funniest shit is? I'm not even gonna lie. When she had that outfit on and she had that little tiny ass purse,
the
they
purse?
Were getting her on.
Nigga said she had a chicken.
Somebody.
Nigga said it was an emergency.
Nigga said she don't dust.
Yeah.
When I seen that one, I swear to God, I
now that's what I'm saying. You do shit like that, you want. But I think she's cool. Like she likes it.
No, she likes
it.
Like she likes it.
She is.
It's
but
entertaining.
It's working. It's working for her. That's fine.
At some point,
it doesn't negate it.
Now it's entertaining. But
it's
when you go out, hold on. When you go out to try to be entertaining like she is. It's gonna be sometimes where it misses, and it's like, oh, that's
corny. Yeah. It's not, yeah.
So that time she missed.
It's not corny. Actually, she's smart for doing that shit. Like,
it's smart, Mark.
It's smart.
It is.
We
don't make it less corny.
Everybody's talking about her right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's talking about her right now.
So she's a professional clout chaser.
That's exactly what it is.
She's a pro. She took a DNA test. Turns out she's 100% a fucking cornball.
Oh, that bitch. There you go. Period.
She could have had a
period poop.
Period poop.
That shit stinks.
Damn it. I can't stand her ass.
She's just annoying. We never said she's ugly. Right. Is she big?
She's ugly. Yes. Okay. She put out a couple pictures. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of Lizzo. I was like, all right.
I like something tingling down
here. I think I get it. I understand it.
I think I can roll.
But she's just corny. That's it.
It's fine.
She's corny. Is Nick Cannon corny?
Yes, the fuck he is.
Yeah. Corny's nigga on her. Now, if Nick Cannon get on the fucking TV and start showing his ass, you're like, nigga, don't see your Lupus ass.
Yes.
Come on, dog. You're not going to fuck with that. You're not.
Okay. You like, Nick Cannon, get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Yes.
You're going to wild out on him.
I was trash.
You're going to wild out on Nick Cannon. People are going to bug out on Nick Cannon.
They will.
They just will.
Just go away.
It's corny.
He's a man anyway, so it doesn't matter. I don't get that much black.
This thing was going on right now.
Corny doesn't have.
This thing was trending and his name was spelled wrong. Yeah. They do not respect this nigga. They do not respect this man.
Ain't he beefing with Eminem?
That's what I'm saying. He was trending and his name was spelled wrong. How does that happen?
Why did they start beefing anyway?
Eminem dissed Nick Cannon on Fat Joe's new album.
Mariah is Nick Cannon's ex-wife, right?
Okay, yeah.
Before they were married, Nick Cannon and Eminem were an item. And
you mean Mariah?
Whoa, goddamn!
No. Mariah and Eminem were dating, and they had like a really bad breakup to the point where they had like a really bad breakup to the point where like it was like public statements made. He made songs about
it. It was bad.
I remember she dressed up like Eminem.
Y'all remember Obsessed With Me?
She was dressed up as Eminem and that shit. Like
that
it was about
his
him.
Song.
Yeah. So what happened was
they killed him.
Eminem, that was pretty bad.
Eminem is featured on.
I get bodied by Mariah Carey.
Anyway, Eminem is featured on Fat Joe's album, and he dissed Nick Cannon and Mariah.
Yeah. How long ago was this?
This was like five days ago.
Okay.
So Nick Cannon and some of the guys from Wild Out made a diss song about Eminem. But it's corny because it's not what he's saying. It's just like he doesn't have the proper pocket or the cadence of a rapper. But so it just sounds.
He had like. Battle rappers on that shit, didn't he? Like,
yeah,
but that's the thing. It was still horrible.
Yeah,
he had. Put it on battle rappers can't make music anyway.
No, they can't.
He had the weakest verse.
It was
really bad.
We got copyrighted last time.
Yeah, we're actually
going to hear that. Either way, it's just. Beef is corny. Like, why are you talking about Mariah Carey?
Yeah,
she's fucking neither.
That was a
decade.
Yeah,
she literally
a decade ago.
Nick Cannon said that, like, bro, she's not fucking with you a decade ago.
But she's not fucking with
you. She don't fuck with neither one of them.
Okay, period.
She don't fuck with neither one of y'all.
Don't they got kids though?
Yeah, that's his baby mom though. You can't.
Nigga, she's not worried about neither one of them. She got to play this bag. It's Christmas season.
It's Christmas time.
She is not worried about
this. Is her 1 month of work
exactly? This is what she actually has to do. Her job. It's whack, man. It's whack.
I mean,
listen, she got the golden box, honestly, because if they're still talking about her, that shit's crazy.
They're corny niggas. If you still worried about your ex after like almost over a decade,
you still talking about your ex from like a while ago?
And they start
just need
and
to,
then you know what? You're thinking about it.
You're
thinking
about
it. A podcast
and you listen to songs that relate to it. That shit's crazy.
Nah.
See that? That's
kind of friends.
That's the pot calling the kettle black right there.
It took a while, but we're friends.
Why do you think it took a while?
Now y'all potted.
Why you think it's going?
Because I hated you. That's why.
Well,
you made my life a living hell.
Wait, when?
His toxicity levels were at a very mature state when we were very young.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, that nigga's toxic.
Like, how are you so toxic? We're 17.
From sophomore year of high school to about
when he was wearing his durag. When Corey was wearing his durag over his ears, that was an evil ass nigga. All right.
So about freshman year of high school throughout college, his toxicity was like really boiling. It was fucking
peak.
Concentrated.
Going around telling niggas about the Black Stone? That's when I knew this nigga was prime.
We were freshman, sophomore year.
It was bad because...
Sorry, I'm just talking my shit.
I guess I feel like it was bad because...
You know what's crazy? We dated for 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, like, that's
what... And I didn't know half the shit that she was doing.
Hold on.
Wait.
It's high school, right? You can't believe everything you hear. To be honest with you, wait. The only thing
that was literally the worst.
Wait, what?
That was the worst. Listen, the only thing that I would say the only thing that I knew that bothered you was like the virginity.
No, it didn't.
Because
that did not bother me.
Yeah, but I didn't lie to you. I just didn't tell you. Which
you
is like,
lied to me.
No, and I told you.
Wait. Rewind.
Let him talk.
I didn't lie to you. I just didn't. That is a form of lying, but like I didn't tell you. Because I
don't think you remember.
No, I remember.
I know you know that.
I don't forget.
Remember, we were in a relationship together.
Yeah.
So whatever you think you know, you don't know.
Nah, she's right. I'm saying this, like, I know that. You kind of had like a, like, oh, that's how you move kind of vibe. When you...
I didn't have that. I didn't get like that until maybe like the end of my junior or senior year.
Because, like, are you comfortable with this being on here?
Let's talk about how you dumped a bag of chips on my head for no fucking reason. I had to take my belt off in the middle of the fucking D-Wave and whoop your ass. Let's talk about that since shit don't matter.
Wait.
I still don't know why you did that. And I'm still hurt.
Just took a left.
What did I do? I really threw a bag of chips on top of your head.
I don't know what kind of mood you're in.
But I'm this probably mad at Corey or
probably
something.
Probably. No, but Tommy's being that Roar XD type shit, right?
We used to get it.
I didn't like that shit, though.
Nah, she was dead ass on some emo shit.
Niggas
was loving it. They were like, she's black, and she's like, that?
Yeah.
Like, she was like the first black anime chick ever.
Yes, I'm
not even lying.
Niggas love that shit. Now they do it.
Now they love it. They didn't know she was on that shit in fucking 2008, nigga.
She's the one
that is. That's how you watch anime?
Yeah, I do.
Yes!
She was the one that hit me on to, like, Drake. And I was like, that nigga's corny.
Todd, what you watching nowadays?
I watch everything.
Like, what you frequenting? Are you watching? Watch My Hero?
So, if you want to know the lit anime website, it's called 9anime20. Nice. You can watch anything, anywhere. They got everything. Like, just don't watch anime dub because you're whack for that. You gotta watch subtitles, okay?
Absolutely.
For the niggas wondering, are you single?
Yes, I am single.
All right, there goes that.
Congratulations on your
Congratulations.
coming home.
He said this a couple episodes ago.
Coming home.
Oh, he's not welcome home, is he?
This is like a soap opera.
I was asking.
Not because, you know, he might be different now. You know,
yes.
I don't know.
We
though.
Told you.
Right, 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 right.
Oh,
like,
put like this. Put like this.
Remember the conversation we had a couple months ago?
Yeah, you like low key stepped on me. I'm like, wait.
No,
no
I just.
You
I know.
Some,
wait, wait, no, no. I
didn't ask that. And I'm like, wow, you're
told you
on that?
No, I wasn't trying to snap. I literally wanted to know why you would say that, though. But you explained yourself. But
I did.
I love how this has no context because I'm like, you can't
wait.
Nah, look, I said, look,
I'm not
going
to say
no,
it
here,
but when he said that, I was just like,
you don't
really?
Have to
say it. But you fucked on me so many times. You've been fucking on me for like the longest since I've been with you. So if that one person that you brought up, I was just like, really? It hurt you that bad?
Nah,
he one of them niggas.
Oh!
Summer and you started talking to old boy, it was like, oh shit.
And then on top of that, she blew up times 10.
Yeah, then she got bad, bad. They were on the same team.
She started getting
Corey!
What you do?
Corey! Corey!
Corey!
You are like a walking piece of fishy!
You are! This nigga was probably loving it seeing y'all stand next to each other. He was like, yo, this is.
He like my bitch like first base and first base.
Hey.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
You're right, but fuck it.
Wait, no. But you know, he said my girl on first and
second. Like, you want to see my girl? Outfield, second base.
Right. Like the owner of a baseball team.
You were good too.
Oh, my niggas are joking.
Like, look.
Oh my god. Yeah, you didn't get back together till that spring of our senior year.
Oh,
can I talk? I'll let you talk. I met her in the winter. In the winter of senior year, right? So, and then we got back together, and then like we took a break and we broke up, right? And when I went to college, right? Remember when we was in front of Corinne's house?
Okay.
Yeah,
when we broke up.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in front of Corinne's house, right?
I wasn't with you. You know why I didn't get back with you? You were trying to get back with me when we was at Corinne's house. And you know why I said no? Because you were still fucking with her.
Yeah, but I told you that I would leave.
The reason why I didn't get back with you is because you didn't leave her.
How can I?
You didn't leave her. And I found that out.
Corey, you were going out with her till that morning that you said we wasn't together. Corey, you worked that out. No, she's lying. I promise I have nothing to lie about. Look, so this one, let me say the time, all right? This is the time where I'm a freshman in college, right? I'm single. I'm at the point where I have both of them in my life. But, like, I'm used to Tatiana. They were all kind of just like,
you know. You're saying names and shit, dog.
Anyway,
the name's been said.
Everyone knows who this is.
Everybody knows who I'm talking about. So, look, I'm juggling.
You're going to regret that time stamp.
Look, I think he's fine. I'm juggling you and her.
That was at
12:55. So, look.
It don't even matter.
Hey, wait, so. You saw my snap of me and her together.
I think that's what it was, actually.
I don't forget anything. I'm telling
you.
Wait.
You told me he wasn't even getting in contact with her. That's what you told me.
So you're digging.
Listen. No, okay. So this is what it was.
I'm on his side. Wait.
I remember. It was okay.
Because
he
can't
come into my
room.
First
of all, sneaking in here.
He was sneaking into my like in my window and shit. But he was just like, oh, I'm not fucking with her no more. Like, we was really, really about to get back together on some shit. And then he made a Snapchat with her or in her house or some shit like
that.
And I was supposed to go to Corinne's house for a party. And I go to the party, and I specifically did not fuck with him. I didn't talk to him or nothing.
That is false. So,
that is not false.
When you came to me,
I thought.
That's the problem there. You got to switch sides on your ass.
When you came to me, I went the fuck off on you. I do remember
That's what I said.
We're not getting back together. That's it.
No, and then it spilled off after that. Because, wait. So, all right. So, I go to the party, right? I have a feeling that she's gonna be there, so I was like, "Let me go."
You knew I was gonna be there.
Yeah, it's your best friend's party. Why would I not go? So I'm like, "Look."
God damn, nigga.
She walks in the party. She walks past me, doesn't say anything. So I'm like, all right,
why?
I already know what time it is. All right, I already know what time it is. Right. So then, like, it's like maybe 30 minutes, and I see her.
This is all this trouble for niggas who ain't got bills
yet. I grab her hand, grab her hand, and then she's like, you know, like that. So I'm like, yo, what's up? So then, first of all, she doesn't even fucking speak English. She starts yelling in fucking straight Spanish to me. I'm like, bro, I don't know what the
fuck. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and she's doing this.
What's wrong with me?
She's like, wait,
what's wrong with you?
You both know how I hate, like, arguments in public, right?
Yeah.
So, mind you, we're in the middle of a party. She's like this, like, speaking Spanish. I'm like,
this is stressful.
So then, I remember I was like, okay. So then, going back to Florida that next day. So I was like, if I go back to Florida and wait and then we leave on these terms, it's done forever, right? Mm-hmm. So I ended up getting in contact with her. She's like, I'm still at Grant's house. It's like 2 a.m. I pull up. And we like,
I gave you that look.
We pull up. We start talking. And like, she's like, you're not coming home. Blah, blah, blah. I was just like, and I was like, bro, I would dead that for a relationship. Me and Tatiana weren't in a relationship. So like, obviously, like.
Hold on, question. There's a point of inquiry. At this point, were you still involved with Chick?
Yeah, I was single. I told you.
So this is
Versace?
Yeah. Damn, you could have responded to Versace. Hold up. I'm trying to say something. So, your problem, your mistake was you went over there still messing with the chick. She was still on the line. Yeah. You gotta show her that you, see, now you scoffed at it. Is. And this is why you're here.
You really want to say you're doing the same thing.
I was not.
She went,
was
so what?
You were doing it. At this point, it sounds like, Corey, since you were doing
he's
what you
so
were doing.
He's just so over that person.
I know.
We know the nigga.
It sounds like. I'm talking about the young nigga.
What young nigga?
It doesn't fucking matter.
It sounds like that was
a rebound to get over you, to make you
it
mad.
It doesn't matter. I'm in love with you. Why you catch
me
rebound?
I never
I'm still in love with you. You talking about rebound.
Oh, my God. Yo, can we? Oh, my God. This is a podcast.
Projected it onto her.
And you projected it onto her.
Nah, I definitely made you like that. Yeah, I definitely made you like that.
No, you didn't make me anyway.
Nah, I definitely made you resentful to the point
you
where
made
you
me.
Like,
I'm going to be honest with you. Our relationship or what we went through made me a better woman.
Yeah, I taught you a lot.
Period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You must have been really.
Thank you.
You must have been really attractive.
Thank you.
You must have been really
attractive. I've been in a lot of great relationships.
That's good. This is a relationship with ass?
I learned from it. Like, at first I was hurt about it, but, you know, I learned from
God.
It.
So, lovely that you've experienced with this and that you've been on the trip. And now you're trying to want some funny shit. Like, you, though,
what you should have done
is... Age 19-year-old you.
19-year-old you. I know it's stupid.
It really just shows that Corey, he was low-key more mature than a lot of us, but at the same time, he was immature. Because he was moving in ways that a lot of people at that age did not move.
He was not mature. He was conniving.
That's not mature. To even think that way, I wasn't even thinking that.
This is my thought process. I'm like, you want me, and I'm not trying to.
He's being too logical about this.
I'm not trying to belittle the other female that, but it was just like me and the other female started going out because I was like, you got a good heart. You treat me well. The girl that I'm actually in love with at the time, she says, it's, you know, he was dead. And then she's talking to another guy. So I was like, let me jump in this relationship because I actually do like you.
You don't?
I said like. I never said I wasn't in love with her. I was in love with her at the time, but I liked her. So then I jumped in a relationship with her. And then, and I spoke to someone at the time who was close to me, and he was just like, you're only dating her because she's everything that Tatiana is not, instead of just healing.
That person might be in my DM right now, but...
No, it was somebody that you were still friends with.
That's not
really?
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, why not? It's not a
person. I'm just saying that because wasn't nice.
It's not a person.
I'll be honest, I get what you're saying. A lot of people that you like were your friends and you thought you were close to, it's like... They were still like trying to.
That's fine.
They about to be me next. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest.
That's fine. I'm like, look.
I did it once in the MySpace days.
Hey, look, all the people. I think
I might have said our hard eyes once.
Yo, Tommy gave me a mean one in the MySpace days.
I'll put that on God. I never shot my shot at time.
On Baby, she caught me with a mean one of the MySpace days. I don't think she will ever remember that.
What
happened?
Now, I hate saying that it was so corny on my behalf. It was so disgusting.
Oh, God.
I want to say this. Whatever MySpace was.
You put it in your top eight?
Nah. Way flavor than that.
Way more flavor. At the time.
It was always my number one.
I don't know why I remember this.
Hey, yo, timestamp? Somebody write it down.
Yeah, right now, bitch.
What are you?
1 hour 14. Come on, my ass.
Nobody
it was good. I don't know why. I was so weird back then, bro. She had playing like. Had some song in her page, and I'm like, she had just added me. I'm like, who this? I'm like, oh, I go to school with this chick. Oh, that's boom. Yeah. Then I said something like, hey, what's up, or something like that. She hit me back with the bar. She said, oh, nah, I just needed more friends. Relax. I was like, fuck. And she said it straight like that. She said, I swear to God, you called my mom. She's like, I just wanted to get my friend cut out. Relax.
Yo.
I was like, yo.
There goes that.
I'm like, well.
That was so rude.
Time to sign up for the
You weren't that nice.
Huh?
You weren't.
I barely talked to people in school unless I like.
We were cool though.
Yeah.
You was on me until you poured the bag of chips in my head. I still don't know
why. I was going through something probably.
I honestly don't know.
I was going through a lot of shit, but I probably.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I just remember we stood up and you opened the bag of chips. They were crushed.
No,
first of all.
We always like
We did, yes. But that was like, and the whole lunchroom was like, oh! I'm like, yo!
You embarrassed us?
Do you know who I am? I don't get embarrassed.
He took that off.
My ego was like, you know who the fuck I am? I'm the jokester. Right? So after that, I was like, I got something for it. So, my bell?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yes.
I can't.
High school is. I didn't know what else to do. But nah, high school's fun. What else do we have? I know we had other topics. Man, this is a fun episode.
The two of you.
I still can't believe you're here. That's crazy.
We always have this energy towards each other.
You do.
That's why I think we'll always be friends. It's nothing. No bitterness out of it.
He forced that, but
alright. No, we're not retarded. Nah, I thought
this nigga, like, this whole podcast has been Corey. That. Trying to force a round peg through the triangle hole. He is just.
I don't shoot a shot at you. I don't know. On a lot of episodes, but there's a lot of references towards you. So we're just going to keep it at that.
Yeah.
And I hit you up. Just know that my man, he let me borrow $1,000 last week, and the week before that, he let me borrow his testicles.
He's really grown. Yeah. He's really matured.
He's really matured, so it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Should give him a chance.
I'm not saying all that.
Thanks for letting me borrow the XXL Magnum condoms off you too, bro. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I only use it for a sleeping bag, but good looks, bro.
Yeah, I use it for a sleeping bag. Apparently, you put your penis in that thing, and it's still tight. I don't know why you told me it was tight like that. And he was like, yo, the fact you don't make 4XLs, but I mean,
sleeping bag.
I hope you deal with that until then.
Good looks. Yeah. Appreciate you.
But other topics. What do we have? I know I wanted to talk about the thing with Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Sports?
Yes.
Are we doing sports today?
Yeah.
I mean, is this, the only sports, this is the only sports topic we'll do.
Yeah, this is the only sports topic we'll do. So, basically, Michael Vick, it's been, all right, Michael Vick is long since retired out of the NFL. Mm. And I guess before, a little bit before he retired, he was supposed to be like the honorary captain of the Pro Bowl team, NFC Pro Bowl team.
Yeah, like they get the
they made him an honorary captain. And this is obviously after the
literally, literally means nothing.
It doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. He got no extra money for it. Right. It doesn't, it nothing, it's nothing. Mm. But this is after the dog fighting thing, and you know, he done went to jail this time, all that. That's done, over with. Now, for some reason, 5, 6, 7, 10 years later, they want people have put out a petition to remove him as an honorary captain. Like, they want to strike his name off
like
ever being a captain.
400K, right?
Like, 400, yeah, as of the last time I checked, 400,000 people have signed it. What? All right, I just want to say, I'm going to start it off with saying white people are magnificent.
Nah, yeah, they really care.
The way they go hard for these animals.
Yeah.
It's really splendid to watch. Like, I don't understand. Some dogs that have, they've been dead for at least 15 years now. They're done.
That is not the direction.
They are. I mean, but they are.
They're done.
And he's done his time. He went to jail for it.
See, that's my thing. He did his time.
Yeah.
Like, that's just over. He did his time. It's over. Let him rock.
Yeah. What were you gonna
say? So what's up with like all the other football players that be doing other shit like,
like rape?
Yeah.
You know, Ben Roethlisberger is still able
okay.
to collect checks and sling these footballs.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's 2 for 2 in the rape category.
Yeah, yeah. He's like
tried twice, successful twice.
Wait, wasn't like
2-0 in the law system though.
Speaking of that, wasn't like some football owner was like a part of a sex trafficking ring?
Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots.
Okay, owner of the New England Patriots.
Sounds about white.
And then you got Tariq Hill. He literally beat up his pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, but
years
y'all want to ban Michael Vick over some dogs.
But we
want to
ban Michael Vick over some dogs. That he did the time for.
He only went to jail because it was his property.
And I don't think he should have went.
And he should have
put him in there.
18, he went 18 months. Mm-hmm. And then came back and shitted on niggas. So,
yeah. He definitely did.
I think he should have went to jail, but I don't think that he should be punished twice for something that he's already paid his debt to society.
Right.
He's already on. He's on TV.
He made a mistake. Right. He owned up to it. Like, let's just move past. Bro, there's people like a Harvey Weinstein. They just said that he doesn't have to use his own money to pay the women that were affected by this shit.
Right.
Who's getting the money?
He's getting his bail like increased because he doesn't want to wear an ankle bracelet.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Wow. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? Oh, I want to get out, but I don't want niggas to know where I'm at. So I, you know, sneak and fuck other bitches unwillingly. No, nigga. We want to know where the fuck you at.
That's crazy.
Fucking monster.
How can you even do that?
It's called white supremacy.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
And he's rich. Yeah.
No, the fact that the victims are getting $25 million and he doesn't have to use his own money is like...
Where is he coming from?
How many victims?
It didn't say where the bread is coming from, but it just said that he's not using his own personal money.
That is
so he's not even paying for it!
He's not.
No, he's not.
How many victims was it?
That doesn't matter.
I just wanted to know, because they're all getting $25 million.
Nah,
like, that's a lot of bread.
It was like on some, what you call it, shit? On some,
Bill Cosby?
Nah, it was like on some Cooper Stadium shit.
Cuba
Gooding
was
around. He ain't touch you right because Cuba Gooding was all over the place. Like
I see him at my job. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The nigga was out in Atlanta.
He was like off the wall.
He's
drunk,
really
like,
weird.
Just drawing like.
He really
like.
I still can't remember. I still have that video when he goes. Somebody shot that nigga.
Somebody shot that
nigga.
That's why I say
he repeated it for
everyone. Like he has like sexual assault, so he was like just like groping.
He's like, he did that. He did that, but in the club on an
understanding. God damn it! I was in radio. Give me your fucking chance.
And then he went on stage and said that.
I don't think he doing coke.
He had a mohawk.
That nigga did his 40s with a mohawk.
Come on now. Cocaina.
I
The coke is in his mohawk.
$25 million will be split between 28 plaintiffs paid by his insurance company.
Alright, so we're going to say that again. $25 million split between 28 people paid by his insurance company.
His insurance covered rape?
Premium rape insurance, please. Thank you.
My motherfucking sexual assault.
Progressive, I'm on to you. Yeah. You fucking thief.
What is it? I can't even get motherfucking antibiotics for a cold. Health insurance ain't even free. This nigga paying for rape insurance. What's his sexual assault copay?
Yeah. What's the deductible on that?
Okay. Oh my god.
The deductible
on groping.
Oh! That is actually disgusting. I wish I didn't know that now. Because that just made everything
worse. That's depressing to know.
His insurance company also pays his legal fees.
How?
This guy no money.
That nigga's into the Illuminati. That's fucking crazy. That's insanity, my nigga. I ain't never heard of shit like that.
No, that's when you took these fucking. Oh my god.
White people are a lot more powerful than you thought.
Nah, you're really rich.
That's crazy.
That shit I never heard about.
How is your insurance? What insurance pays for that?
The insurance company will pay out close to $46 million for his entire settlement.
Nah, when you have money, you're above the law.
Nigga, if that's the case, if I got fucking Aetna and I fucking rob somebody, they should bail me out, right?
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
You gotta rob somebody and grab some girl's titties on the way out.
I guess.
Grab the money back.
Yeah. Well, was it sexual assault involved in that robbery, sir? Alright, then, sir, I'm sorry, I can't.
Like, what? We would have had you if you touched some titties. Now, if you would have took the money out of the bank and tapped the teller on the coochie, we would have had you.
We would have had you.
Okay.
But you just took the money and sold you. I'm sorry. That's 25 to life.
Can't do anything like that. That is
good. Yeah, no, robbery.
You get 3 strikes even though you never had 2 strikes before.
They be putting it on robbery, niggas, bro. Robbery, they don't play with money.
We not gonna.
But rape just a couple months. You know, shit's kind of backwards out here, bro. It's,
That's disgusting.
I hate living in America. We should move.
It's worse in other countries.
We did? Yeah, Marcus already did. Niggas were calling them idiots. All type of idiots.
The Hotep niggas?
Yeah. Remember the Hotep niggas were getting on Marcus Garvey. Like, he wasn't even all that.
What? Oh my goodness. That's why you guys
are. Are the niggas down there in Atlanta, the Hotep niggas?
Oh, maybe like on the soapbox?
Yeah, the Israelite.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They can
get on my nerves.
You walking along. Listen here, my sister. Hazel eyes.
Yes.
Hazel eyes.
She got an ankle out. My good sis.
I was in like this barbershop my mom used to work in. They were like, they're called noobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like noobs. And like I walked in a barbershop and it's like pictures on the wall. Like, but it's like.
Some fraternity thing about to be pissed.
I was saying, the cabin niggas is like, whoa.
And like pictures of like people on the walls, mm-hmm. you know? And they had, like, you know, like, the noob signs and stuff. And I guess those are, like, the actual people that they, like, worshipped. So then they had, like, this little book. And, like, I just picked it up, started reading it.
Well, why would you do that? Like, you're a woman.
Okay. I'm just curious, curious, you know? So I'm just like, this is weird.
They trapped her. They got her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, like, I was reading it. And it was kind of, like, the same story as, like, the Bible. Especially, like, the beginning. Like, with the Adam and Eve. But it was, like... Basically, the reason why there's so much evil in the world because Eve had sex with like a vampire or like some type of demon. And then like that's how all this stuff happened with like sins and shit like that. And it was so confusing. Like I thought it was like watching a fucking movie script or something.
I'm surprised
the dude, the guy was No, he did. The dude snatched a book from my hand and was like, "You're not supposed to be reading this. See? You're not one of us." I'm like, chill. Like, calm down. Like
this is
fuck?
Not a good recruitment scheme.
This is not how you get me on your side,
sir. Yes, it's just, they were bugging. I'm like, okay, y'all weird. You don't want to believe that. How long were you there? Not long.
They made
me
quit the book.
Time.
That's crazy.
Them niggas
be
wilding, bro. They definitely kept trying to convert me every time I fucking
came to the show. Hell no, don't listen to them niggas. They think fucking periods are a myth. Yes. Don't listen to that shit. Don't.
Yeah, they're weird. Goodness.
If you're a hotep and you listen to this, turn it off right now. You're not welcome, nigga.
Nah, you can
roll with your own. I told them. I'm like, I'm all into, like, whatever you believe in, you believe in.
But
like,
that's, like, no.
Don't
that
try
shit.
To force it on people. Like, you know?
Yeah, that shit is wrong.
Nah, that shit is wrong and toxic.
I'll tell you right now.
It's not good.
It's weaponized.
You got it.
Right.
Yeah, you got it wrong, bud.
It does.
There's a lot of answers to the big question of why. Yours is wrong, man. Yours is wrong.
Yeah, I don't
when you
know.
Come out here and start telling niggas that mucus,
no,
mucus keeps AIDS in your body and cancer.
No, that's kind of true though.
Because
Dr. Sebi talked about it.
Dr. Sebi,
whatever. Listen,
nobody knows how to pronounce it.
That's how they killed him.
Who killed him?
Government.
Or the fact that he was 177.
It be your own niggas part two.
Okay.
It be your own niggas part right, two.
You know why we on this on Not That Serious podcast, we believe that Dr. CB died because he was fucking old.
No. No.
That nigga was built like a bundle of sticks.
And did they put that? He died in jail. I know that, right?
How old was Dr. Steve when he died?
He was in jail in South America. We would die down there.
Yeah, he was in jail, actually, like
at 20.
Nah, he's in Mexico. He's in Mexico.
Was it?
Mexico? I mean, we all have Google.
We can all Google this.
Dr. Steve died. We looked it up before. We already talked about this on an episode.
We did. He died in Mexico. He's trying to cross the border with like $10,000, $14,000.
Sounds like that nigga was scamming.
He died in Honduras, like I said, South America. That's what I'm saying.
You said like three different countries. This nigga said South.
Yeah, they're all
is it Mexico.
They speak Spanish.
Someone said New York.
Dr. CD was 82 years old when he died, and he died in Honduras.
We're checking out for Wikipedia, Google.
You trying to say Wikipedia ain't right?
No, it's not. People edit that shit.
You just full of answers to that.
I am.
Here we go.
All right, can y'all show? Yes, I actually I am.
So the nigga was just sitting over there.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
He was still about to bring up.
He looked all way in.
No.
He would not let me be great. That's
all
I'm
going to
say.
He would not let
me
be great.
He can't do it. That cannot be great.
I was like, he was sitting over here stewing for a minute.
I love you.
Dr. CB was born.
If I went back in. Dr. CB, I'm in.
You know what? This comes from drcbcellfood.com. He was born in 1933. He died in
he
the
was
year.
Very healthy.
And he died in the year 2016.
He was locked up.
You know the Holocaust just ended.
Shut
the fuck. Do you want to do the math on this? The nigga was old.
That was before the Holocaust. But no, it was actually like around the
it
same time.
It was the same goddamn time. Yes. Him and Hitler were alive at the same time. And you're telling me this nigga died because of the government?
Yes.
You know what killed him? The weather.
You swear you didn't read that book?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Why I Googled Dr. Sebi and fucking Nipsey Hussle comes up? What?
Because he filed his practices.
What?
R.I.P. my boy.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Did Nipsey really believe like Dr.
Oh, yeah, Lisa, Left Eye, Dick Gregory, Aisha Curry.
Michael Jackson went to him.
For what?
I don't
sounds
know
like a conspiracy that's brewing. That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like some serious brew.
Like everybody that went to him died.
I feel like I should need
everybody went to him literally died.
Huh.
Spread the house with chicken blood.
Wait, everybody that went to Dr. Sebi died?
Yeah. Nipsey been to him, Lisa Ray, Michael Jackson.
So is this any?
She meant
we're gonna go away.
I'm about to say
we're
going to come down this way.
Okay, whatever.
I don't
want to.
Yeah, let's do a U-turn.
I don't want to go there because that sounds very dark.
Yeah,
it can be a dark hole
because that sounds like some Haitian magic right there, and I don't want anything to do with that. Those ugly shoe wearing ass niggas.
They're really crazy.
Shout out to all my
Haitians,
man.
Haitians are wild.
Shout out to all my Haitians.
Shout out to the Zoes. Stay where you're at.
Shout out to the Zoes. Keep it cool.
Especially the ones in Florida.
You know any Florida niggas? In Florida Zoes?
I know one.
Fuck that.
I know one.
I would never.
I figure his dreads.
They have dreads.
All right. Wow. How ugly are his shoes?
Very.
How ugly are his dreads?
Niggas be wearing the ugliest shoes.
Ugly,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
How niggas in Atlanta dress? Are they just really bad?
They do dress like they would have came here and, like, you know, to hit the clubs or something. Everybody
and that's how they just dress all the time?
They dress how they want to dress. Like, it's no, like, code going. Like, you can just wear what you want to wear and, like, a judge you.
Because when I went to the club, I was like, yo, it's a lot of trash.
Migos, Versace, Academics?
Absolutely.
Damn, what else did we have to talk about? I feel like we had something else. There was a couple things.
I feel like
Don't be delusional shit. Don't be delusional. I didn't even talk about what the dude said at 45th. So,
because before we came here, all right.
Yeah, before we came here, we went to 45th Street Club. Shout out to 45th Street. It's a really good bar in Edgewood, right? So we're there just chilling. We literally just sat down. Me and Corey sit down. And the bartender is a girl. She's like, I need a Band-Aid. I don't even know why she said it. I don't know if she cut her finger or whatever. The dude's like, somebody sitting next to us. He was like, I don't have a Band-Aid. And he's like, I got duct tape in my trunk, though. I'm like, what? Like, and he's like.
So you saw Ben Ross's
first. Yeah, right. So he's like, I wouldn't be taping up your finger, though. I'm like,
oh, shit.
What? No, it was like, I was literally just sitting there mad uncomfortable.
Ted Bundy came from the grave.
Yeah, I was like, bro, all the sex trafficking going on. Did you say that?
Yeah, right.
Hell no. That shit was fucking weird. But I don't know. I just felt we needed to bring that up because a lot of people really been missing. Especially in your area.
Yeah, I live right across the street from Spelman. So
yeah, please be safe.
I've had an incident where I thought like some shit really going to go down.
Watch
but like when I Uber, I don't Uber like exactly to like the front of my house. Mm-hmm. I Uber like there's a gas station like literally right around the corner.
You just walk from there.
And I walk from there.
Smart.
And it's out in the open, so. Yeah.
Please be safe because I do not want to retreat.
Oh, I'm definitely in it right now. And I'm getting my license to carry because it's real out there.
Oh, okay. Get that. Yeah, ladies, if you can get a license to carry, do that.
Yeah,
I'm not trusting. Right. Don't trust none of these niggas out here.
Clap these niggas.
Oh, God, shoot these niggas in the face.
In the fucking
and that's coming from a nigga. I'm not on that type shit, though. But if somebody is, kill them.
For real?
For real? I'm so real. Those type of niggas can die. They can die. And I will give you the okay. To shoot him, I would not judge you. If you were like, yo, that nigga tried to rape me, whatever, he tried to take me from my
family. I'll donate money to the GoFundMe.
Throw up the link, I'll donate, because there's niggas out here really doing that shit, and that shit makes me uncomfortable.
No sense.
It doesn't make sense, and it keeps happening.
It's too many.
That shit is weird,
it's
bro.
It's too many women without self-respect that's just going to do it for you anyway. Why you got
to? That, yeah.
Especially in Atlanta.
Yeah,
like,
they
be out there
trapping
that boy. Watch out, that way. Okay. Trap that boy.
Yeah,
like,
what?
You're
buying
some crab legs? I'm telling you, they got you.
Crab legs?
Crab legs, and.
That's the only thing getting sucked out there. That ain't
their
truck.
I'm sucking
Atlanta.
I'm done.
Atlanta, sounds like everything's down there getting sucked.
They got that Atlanta flu.
It's a lot of Atlanta flu. Yeah, man. They bought a different strains of that shit and everything.
They call that the motherfucker.
I can't fuck with nobody.
Yeah, stay to yourself. Keep to yourself, sis, because
just get you a nice little.
Yeah, find you a nice.
That's why I don't even fuck with niggas. Try and find out of town. I don't fuck with nobody from Atlanta.
Yeah, get yourself a nice little toy to just, you know, like wah 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 wah.
Hey, say sex is the best sex.
Thanks, man.
Exactly.
Listen,
man, think of that. You're one of the only people I know that doesn't have an OnlyFans in 2019. Shout out to you.
Why would I have an OnlyFans?
I don't know. Everybody got one now.
Everybody, that is true. And you know what's funny? They make
I can't
like,
scroll without seeing
they make like at least $20,000 a month.
They be racking up.
Yes.
And I'll be looking at like
niggas out there, man.
If I was a woman, I would definitely have an OnlyFans. No, what? Think twice? No. OnlyFans.
And I heard half of them is just like twerking videos.
Yeah,
anyway.
And they show their feet.
Yeah,
that's a steal.
That too.
You should get into that.
No, I'm good.
Easy bread.
I'm good. I can't even take niggas in my DMs right now. I'm good.
Oh, if you only had to show
would
your
you like
feet?
To read some of your DMs right now?
Yo, yes, do it.
Can you do us a... Yeah,
can
that.
You go through and show
something? Just read it. Don't read their names. Yeah. Just read what they say.
You have to scroll through
some outlandish shit that
they
say.
Blue checks in their DMs.
Good one. Come on.
I know some good one. Hey, shouty.
There's actually one guy that's actually from Jersey, and he harasses me all the time. Like, send me your Cash App. I just booked you a massage. Like,
what?
And yeah, he's just like all types of weird shit.
So,
my requests, like the ones that are like in my requests, are like the funniest ones.
Great, great. So, what did at Corey the Pilot say?
He's gay. He don't be bothering me.
I don't be hearing DMs. If I do, it's like we're laughing about something.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at you building up that credit.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm not.
Brownie points.
I don't try to get back at her. Nothing. We just were friends. At least we did that.
As soon as we said top coins, we did a fucking tap dance.
First of all, it was my idea for her to come.
Yeah.
I wish I could just like show it and just like blur it out. But I have so many. I just don't like.
Imagine. Imagine that.
I can read them for you.
You know what's funny, like when I compare to like all my other friends that's like really, really popping on Instagram, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't bother me. I'm actually happy. It's like a lot of people don't.
How many followers you got?
I only have like 8,000. But like I'm not like really that active. Like
when you get that K, you can be acting different though.
No, I'm not. I don't
that
listen.
K, like
10K. I don't even like listen. I don't like all that shit, all that like attention. Like, I'm cool.
Nah, you've been chilling. You always been chilling. But now niggas be out here hazardously horny.
I don't even want to open them. That's the thing.
No, don't open it. I mean, actually, fuck it. Leave that name on red.
Oh, I have this one guy I actually met at my job, and it's like, I would like they were cool, you know, and I was serving them, and he was just having a conversation. I was like, okay, I'll follow y'all, or whatever. That was just my job to like network and stuff. Mm. And like one of the guys I followed. And they were like, you know what? It was actually check your DMs, right? For him. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he probably DM'd you before. I'm like, no, I never seen him before. Look at all this. Hold up. This nigga was sending me all these pictures, and but they were like very inspirational. And I'm like, oh my God. Like he wasn't trying to get with me or anything. It was just like
that nigga's a fucking genius. The first
you know
number the first message says like, number question mark. He's like, yeah, fuck that. It didn't work. I'm gonna just send the quotes.
Yeah, like, it won't be easy, but it'll be all worth it. And then he said another one, if no one thinks you can, then you have to.
This nigga's a genius. I'm
and then this nigga, like, would, here's another one. The standards you set for yourself will define who you become. Do it right or don't do it at all. Like, he would just send, like, it's just, I'm like, oh, that's so cute. And he would send me good morning every day. Send me an inspirational quote.
So, did you ever respond?
No, see, he did it. He like, hey mom, I never responded. It was just like, that's cute. Like, yeah.
Damn, that almost worked. Shout out to that man.
Yeah, it almost did work.
Almost worked.
What?
Man, he was trying hard. There's a lot of messages. That man was persistent.
Yeah.
But that hey mom was lonely.
Yeah.
He left that one alone.
Yeah, he never DM'd me again.
Damn, that was a good idea. I'm gonna start sending quotes. But I've never been the harasser type. I don't spam nobody.
You've been harassed.
Because I get harassed myself. And I...
Oh, the girls be the worst. In the DMs, they be the worst. They be the worst.
This is John from Township, the aggressive one.
Who?
Light skin.
What girl?
She's 2 years older than us. I remember when we were dating and you were like, yo, she be in my DMs wilding.
Who is it?
I'm gonna show you.
Text each other.
Nah,
I want to see if we got each other's number.
We don't have each other's number.
God, fuck. I'm trying to help you. Change it.
Oh, yes. Her.
She's very aggressive.
Yo, she really is. Like.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's probably, right. Actually, let me see. What's her name? Cute.
That's what I said. Who is it? Yeah. You probably know her.
Might not know her.
Oh, you absolutely.
I don't know, bitches.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh man.
But no, women are very aggressive.
Yeah.
I have gotten some off the wall messages, as I've stated on this podcast before. Yeah, y'all just
women are just as bad as niggas, man.
If not worse.
That's true. They're worse.
Very straight to the point.
Yeah, they are.
Why don't we ever talk about that?
I think women in general.
I think
women are delusional, and when
they don't say nothing, you gonna regret.
I think women are because I think and this is my thought process, and I think niggas are stupid in general.
There you go.
So if you're getting as a woman, if you're letting that stupid ass nigga get over on you, what does that say about yourself? That's why, like, the reason this spurred up is because this was Monday morning. I saw two different girls that I follow from college, and they, like, reposted the stop disturbing women you're not ready for.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's, like, the dumbest shit, because I'm just like, you let that stupid ass nigga disturb you.
If you don't want anybody to disturb you,
yeah, you would exactly would let it happen. And it's just like, I think there's like a misconception that like women are always like, he's just not emotionally available, or he's this or he's that. It's just like certain things in life, and I learned this from Mike. Certain things in life are very simple. He just doesn't want to be with you. Simple as that. It's very simple.
I'm cringing right now.
No, but look, and I told you how men are in relationships. I'm cringing too.
Because he's walking a thin line here. Am I wrong in this fuck?
No, I want you to be right, and you are. I just didn't want you to fuck up.
No, it would make sense.
When it comes to relationships, and how men, if a man wants to be with you, he's gonna let you know that. And if there's a doubt there, he doesn't want to be with you, or you're just a teammate.
That's true.
Or you just speak through their actions.
Yes, we're not like women.
Yeah, and if you have the ladies, I'll say this right now. If you have to question that shit,
he doesn't like you.
He doesn't like you like that.
Or he don't like you enough. Yeah.
If you have to be like, does this nigga even like me?
No.
Actually, you know the actual answer actually is no.
I want to make a flowchart for chicks. Like, yo, does he like me? Yes.
And then no.
Does he show you?
No.
Yes, no, then no.
Yes. Bring it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's very simple.
Right.
It's just like, stop blaming men because you turn a blind eye to red flags. Like, hold on, I'm gonna let you cook. If we're in a talking stage and you see, if we're in the talking stage, in a talking stage, not even a full-blown relationship, and you see me entertaining other situations, that just lets you know that I don't like you that much. You're not for me. Or, if put it like this, simple as that, I'm gonna break it down. If a man puts you in competition with another woman, you're not it. Simple as that.
Oh, you just shot yourself in the foot.
You're not it.
I disagree with that statement.
If a man...
Definitely shot yourself in the foot.
How?
Okay, y'all didn't see it?
One thing I don't understand, because I literally just made a post about this, like, literally, like, 2 days ago.
Okay.
And, like, what is this thing with this generation with the talking stage? Because I feel like people just don't want to put titles on shit right now because they
Because he doesn't like you that much.
No, because people like to be selfish and, like, you know, just, like, to lead people on. Like, they want to do relationship things. They want to do certain things and not put a title on it. Well, you get what I'm saying? So that when a person does...
Why do people want to have their options open?
Yeah.
But that's my point.
Hold on.
And it's like, it's a lot of people out there that just like to...
Okay. I think... I'm just saying what I think. I think that the reason that's the way it is because it's more acceptable now for both men and women to be in a situation where they have their options open. Because I think back then, you know, they used to call that, what they call that shit, going steady.
Yeah.
Or some bullshit like
that.
But
here's the thing. Nobody's being upfront about it.
I think nobody's
being upfront about it. You know,
this is what like the talking stage is for me, and it's crazy as it sounds. I'm gonna assume you have a roster, and 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna have a roster. If I like you enough, I'll get rid of them for you.
So where
if I keep the roster,
where okay, now this is where I will disagree with you for a little bit. When it comes to that type of thing, where does the conversation between you two?
As far as what though?
Between the person you and the person you're talking to.
Alright, so
at some point that conversation has to be had.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen though nowadays. Now if it doesn't happen, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But now I respect to a point where it doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen off rip, I don't think. Cause y'all still getting to know each other and I'm not about to just drop what I'm doing.
That's my logic.
For somebody, but eventually, if you get to have this inkling of this feeling, the conversation has to be had.
Nah, in like September, I was talking to this female. We were just like intro to the talking stage, and she kept it real with me. She was like, how much competition do I have? I was like, you got one other chick. I was like, what about me? She was like 1.5 to 2. So like, that's it right there. But
people, a lot of people can't deal with those kind of answers either.
That's very true. But people don't want to ask those questions because
they can't deal with those answers.
Yeah, because if that person likes you way more than you like them, then it's just like. It's a disconnect right there off rip.
Goofy.
Off rip. But I just think that, like, self-awareness is key not only in a relationship, but it's key in the talking stage because it's just like I saw another post where it was like,
I'm tired of being like half-ass love. Like, no, the fuck you're not, because you allow that shit. So, and just because you're not in the honeymoon.
What you mean love? Like, right. You don't know the nigga. Yeah.
But like,
yeah. You don't know the nigga.
That's what ends up happening. Yeah. You don't even know that.
The only time you see his mom is when he's on the way to his room to get fucked.
Like,
when you pass through the living room, like, hey, Miss Karen. Right. Hey, and she don't even say your name. She just call you sweetie.
Yeah.
Because she can't remember your name.
Yeah,
because it's you. Right. And 30 other bitches getting banged out.
Yeah, after you drop your ass off, you going back on Tinder anyway.
Like, what? Come on, man.
That's fact.
Be real with
yourself. Be real with yourself. And I think, like, yeah, you just can't be delusional. You, and I don't think it's fair to put expectations on a person that you're not really dating.
Romanticizing every situation.
Yeah, you will. And the thing is, when I was younger,
you know, it's funny,
that's why
a lot of the guys, they like to put, like.
I'll be honest.
I see a lot. Like, a lot of girls that are in that talking stage with certain guys, they be doing too much. Like, they used to be like...
The guys do too much?
The guys do way too much because you know why?
Like what?
It's like...
They're trying to stand
they're
out.
They're selfish. They want their cake and eat it too.
Oh, yeah, I was like that. That's why I like a lot of...
Like you on the phone with them every day. You tell them that you miss them, that you love them, and you taking them out on dates and shit.
That's fucking
and like,
stupid.
Yeah, well, that
and you're still in that talking state? That's a problem. Like, you're making
that
person
I feel like if somebody talking like that to me, saying I miss you and I love you, and all that dumb shit, and like,
relax.
You should be like, yo,
relax.
What are you doing?
Relax.
That should be a red flag, if anything.
Yeah,
cause like, yo, whoa, you don't even know what my insides look like.
Yeah.
I don't know what your insides look like.
That's what happened with me over the summer.
Yeah.
Pulled out the L word. I said, hold up. Wait. Who said that?
That happened to me before. I was like, I don't even
know. Oh shit! I said, and look what she ended up doing. Hopping in some shit.
Exactly.
So I'm like, because I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
But I told her that. I'm like, I'm not like about to be dating nobody. Like,
at
I
least
gotta,
you were honest.
Yeah, but I told her that from the jump.
Yeah,
no, I was in a lie.
A lot of niggas
lie.
Like,
I never
okay,
lied.
Let me fuck her over some more. Like,
no, that was never it. I was
oh,
like,
oh, let me see what
I was
mean.
In a.
What needs to be said so I can get them ass real quick.
And that was
yes.
Never the case.
I was like,
man, I was in
the. Yeah, I did that a lot in my early 20s.
But like, some females need to understand that, like, if a man's energy changes after sex, but again, he just doesn't really like you that much. So he's not emotionally unstable. He's not.
He had a golden.
He should be honest about it and sitting here just keep continuing to do it when he knows that the girl likes him a certain way.
Well,
that's what
he probably told
up.
You in some way, some shape.
Yeah, but I also
no,
think that
he told you.
But he didn't tell you what it's
yeah,
about,
but
I'll which is the problem, which is the overall eternal disconnect between
right.
The men and the women.
Yeah, but me,
when
but
you're the way you're expecting an answer like a full blown conversation because you're a woman and women like to communicate with
women
their words.
More mature than men.
Sure.
Yes.
Depends on the woman.
We
a lot of immature men, same age as me.
Yes.
So it's case by case.
We can go that route. Whatever. The way y'all prefer to communicate is with your words.
Yes.
Right?
And y'all think with y'all dicks.
Alright, you've taken a turn there.
Yes. No, I'm just saying, that's true.
Sure.
That's true.
But you've taken a turn. You communicate with your words. We are nonverbal communicators. Like, a lot of us, we can just say a whole bunch of shit without saying shit.
Exactly.
Or saying
that's
very,
true.
Very, very little.
Very true. Saying very little? Is an answer.
Yeah.
That's
like, right.
You
said,
that's
yo,
exactly how I
yo, how was your day? It was all right. All right,
yeah.
All right.
Put it like this.
But no, what happened during your day? It was all right. Like, that, it was all right. Like, it was cool. I don't really want to get into it because it was just cool.
Me, personally.
Or, yeah, what are we right now? You know, we're doing
nice.
Our thing. Doing our thing. What is, did that mean? Did I say I love you? No. Did I say I just want to be with you? Nah. I just said we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
Which means you could be doing your thing over here. I could be doing my thing over here.
Yes.
Or if I'm not saying anything. If I'm showing you, if I'm not hitting you up, right?
There are a lot of situations.
A lot of situations we saw with the conversation, but
yeah.
Just the way we operate, we're not built to have those conversations unless...
But I think with me, I don't know how you guys are. I know who I'm compatible with and who I'm not compatible with.
Right? You know what? You're right. We're not built to have those conversations, but we're built to have those conversations when we want to have those
conversations. Or with someone we want to have that conversation with.
If you know, if you notice this conversation isn't going to happen, guess what? It's probably never going to happen.
Now you're not lying though. Like,
like silence me about. If we're not talking about where we're going, I don't care about where we're going because I don't see us going anywhere.
Like, in metatrix,
that,
like
that
me,
speaks values.
Me, I'm the king of I will waste your time. Like, I'm just saying what other men are scared to say. Well, I'm saying this like look,
like yeah, man, you got a brand new car, the engine shot, AC don't work. Right. Tires is blown out.
Yeah. Like, look.
It needs a new alternator.
Again.
Do you want the car, though?
Yeah. No, I'm saying, I know take what type back, of female please. I'm compatible with, and I know take what female please. I'm not compatible with, right?
Okay.
So, and, like, the talking stage, I've prolonged that over a year with somebody.
Okay.
That's a dumb bitch.
No, for real, it is.
Yeah. And a lot of people,
you talked about that before.
Yeah, but and I've talked about that before. But it's just like I'm not gonna commit to you
because you knew nothing was ever gonna come out of it.
Like for instance, and I know everybody here knows
did
her.
Did you say that to her?
Hold on, I'm gonna
probably didn't.
Stop it.
That's what he was saying. Like they didn't. The red flags were like.
Oh wait, somebody look. So let me just tell a story. Look how long I talked to Crazy. That was from December till like September. Yeah, that's when I went to Dallas. That's when I was like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now look, now this is
you're not crazy about
it. No, you're not crazy.
I mean, I am crazy. You make me crazy, but
you're something. Oh, yeah. You're something. Anyway, so like it was like
something.
She was like yeah.
Did you dribble mad hard? My girl's in the gym. I gotta dribble hard.
You know what he was like?
Yo.
You know that one play with Russell Westbrook where he's just all around the court. That's what he just did.
Alright, so it was a situation where like I was at dinner by myself.
Uh-huh.
And she was on vacation and she was like drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, she FaceTimes me and then like I was at dinner trying to pick up, but then she like sends me like three attachments. Obviously you know what the attachments are, right? So she's like, I'm lit right now, like, I don't understand why you won't wife me, and I was just like,
yo,
you're crazy, but
wow.
That's the answer
that's
right there, and she's bad, like, even you commented on her, she's bad, but like, I'm the type of person, looks only get you so far, I know what I'm compatible with and what I'm not compatible with, I don't care how they look, to be honest with you, because look at her. I'm not compatible with her. I'm not. I have the self awareness to know that I can't be in a relationship with her. Well, I will be arrested for domestic violence.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not gonna
work.
It's
not. Okay.
It's not. I'll fuck you up.
Okay. How many times did I fuck you up? Because of muscle. You got your little muscles just sit right in your fucking chest, and you can't get up.
That was only like twice.
He's
like,
oh,
fuck
you. Nah,
joking.
Sorry,
we don't promote.
Sorry, I had to fall in there.
No,
because
Corey
shy.
But again, I have that type of relationship with Tatiana because it's like a.
Man.
It's like
because,
a.
Look.
Because what?
You
no,
shot
I have a
over your feet. Feet.
Do I not?
You shot yourself.
We don't laugh at it. We don't laugh together.
In each
yeah,
tone.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We do have like even like this.
He
even
both feet,
now we do.
All of
no, but like even when we were at our worst, like even when we're at our worst, I've always had the ability to make you laugh.
This nigga is a fucking genius.
Yo,
he's like this.
He's really not.
He's like, yeah,
I'm not.
He's like, yeah, I'm toxic and I'm ruining your life. But didn't you have a blast?
Exactly.
You had fun though.
No, I didn't.
Did you?
I cried
you
myself
got up and
more times.
Moved.
Than I had
that's how much fun you had.
Okay.
She never
you moved to another state. That's how much fun you had.
We
didn't have fun
together.
We didn't have fun
together.
No, it was not funny games, baby. You thought it was funny games. It wasn't funny games with me.
Niggas said maybe.
Listen, all I hear is nothing but fairy tale lies.
Don't do that.
11 years I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna shed no
Because you're not worth my tears, juicy baby.
I think that's a good spot. Because we're at about 2 hours.
That's I still can't believe she's
here. I still can't believe that it's happened. Oh, man. What a great time. Todd, you've been an amazing sport. Dude. Lovely guest.
Thanks, definitely.
Thank you. Look at y'all. This is great.
No, I consider her a friend.
The tension is thick here.
Take a shot every time you hear Corey say friend.
Right. I think we're friends. Right. I think we're friends.
Take a shot every time you hear a story. Corey says friends. And then after you get your stomach pumped in the emergency,
do it again.
But thanks, Top, for coming through. Thank you, Keels, for coming through.
I didn't say the word.
No. Yeah, we gotta do something. You say you're here. You gonna be here for what? About another week almost. We gotta go out, man. Where are we going?
I leave Wednesday.
Right. Well, we only have Saturday because nothing happens after that. So
we're gonna have to make it.
Right, you know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, we know where we at.
So thank you everybody for being here. LZ, you already know what it is. Thank you, Q, for filming.
Yep.
All right, so guys, we're going to do, you know, the whole end of the podcast spiel. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at NTSPod, on Instagram at NotThatSeriousPod. Check the website, NotThatSeriousPodcast, NTSPodcast.com, where you can check all the websites, check our Twitter, personal Twitter pages, see where we're hosting our podcast, which is everywhere you can get podcasts. You go down a little further, you hit the merch button where you can buy some merch. We got anything from t-shirts, teacups, panties, thongs.
Yeah, I did see that. You got
thongs. Yeah, cop some.
I was going to buy it, but I ain't, you know
what I'm saying. Yo, cop up.
Listen.
Cop up.
If you put your order in right now, I'll have shipped to you by tomorrow.
It comes straight to my fucking phone, all right?
Wow, Corey delivered with his teeth.
Yeah, he comes delivering with his teeth with a pamper on, with a bow on his head.
There's a pan in his mask with Mr. Tatiana.
Yo, just talk to Tatiana with the babies in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
So check the merch out.
Yeah. The YouTube. Did you say
YouTube? YouTube, nigga, the visuals, nigga. We are on YouTube.
Finally.
We are here. You are seeing us live and in color. You feel me? So check us out on YouTube. Not That Serious Podcast. You on YouTube? That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah. Not
That
Serious Podcast. Not That Serious Podcast
on YouTube. And I mean, visuals come out probably within a day or two after we drop a podcast.
We're still figuring this out.
Each
episode that comes out, you'll see we're getting more and more stuff. So as you see, we had nothing in the background before, and now we have bottles. Next time we come back, we're probably going to have a tablecloth.
They're watching us build.
They're going to watch the progression.
It's like when a good chick has a shitty man. You're building him from the ground up.
Yeah. One build that man, sis. Don't give up on him.
Yeah, don't give up on him, sis.
Don't do it, sis.
Just because he cheated on you a few times.
Give up on him.
Don't do it, sis.
What? Because he cheated on you? Because at first he had nothing. Yeah. But then he got the Amazon job.
Yes.
Then he got the Amazon job.
And he got the Amazon job, the boat shoes, and now he trades for it.
Yes,
so
yes,
you have no choice but to stay.
He's the next Jay-Z at this point.
Yeah, literally.
So just keep building that man up, sis.
What do you want?
And if he
then
steps
he'll be
up,
a pilot.
This nigga's really drunk.
Then he'll be a pilot.
And we're gonna use your job.
And then you're gonna get a podcast. Fuck you, Gills.
I'm not texting you back.
Okay, right? Fuck you, Ryan.
Ryan.
Oh, this is gonna have all his friends come over and record stupid shit.
Oh, shit.
Enjoy that. The
joke's
always on me. Enjoy that. He's gonna be a pilot. He said it was so much sarcasm.
Yeah, like, I was like,
took a shot at him for being a pilot. Yeah, oh, and then he's gonna fly planes. Whoa.
Oh my God. Make sure you listen to us. On Apple Podcasts,
yeah.
Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Late Raiders, 5 stars, nothing less. You know what I mean? Leave a comment, leave a review, all that good stuff. We will see y'all next week, same time, same place.